Hello there, my name is Frank and I'm from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues. Your answer is anonymous and confidential, and your opinion is very important to the success of this survey. Are you a registered voter in the state of Maryland?
Well, what research are you working for? For whose benefit?
Opinion research, and this survey is about climate change in your area, sir.
Climate change. Okay, that sounds like a good topic. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, sir. We really appreciate this. Are you a registered voter in the state of Maryland?
Yes.
Okay. So here we go. Scientists say climate change is getting worse due to the fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you, sir. A recent study from the federal government shows a climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
I would not know.
No? Okay.
In what way did it impact?
Monetarily.
Well, okay, but in what way? What was the impact?
No, it was asking you if it has made an impact in your financial in your finances. That's all. But you said no, right?
Yeah, no, but you see, the thing is, this is you want to know it has an impact, and me, I got to know first. What was the impact? What was the material impact? Did you sell less cars? Did you sell less fuel? Did you sell more or did you sell less? But what is the item? What affected that impact?
I mean, it could be different things. You just said some reasons which are legible, if you have a business or if you don't, maybe, a storm hit your house and you had to do repairs and it hit your pocket that way. So that's probably what,
I'll be frank with you. I would not know. I couldn't even come up with a reason why, but on the other hand, to answer your question, otherwise it didn't impact me.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs. Would you support or oppose this bill?
The thing is, this is, I'll be frank with you, I don't know what you are saying, whether I don't recall hearing about that, and I don't know what kind of an impact it would have on the roads anyway.
Okay. So you don't have an answer for this one, right?
No, I don't see that there is no impact. And you see, the climate, if you talk about climate change, does it have impact on the roads? Well, you can say, first of all, I don't believe in the climate change. I believe that nature takes care of itself, okay? So, and I don't believe about all these people flying around in their private jets, you know, and tell you to eat bugs, you know, like they are now in Dubai or Abu Dhabi. Okay? And in the meantime, they say, don't eat beef, because of the farting or flatulating of the cows, what emits methane gas. So now that's what you and I do too, emitting methane gas. If you're in the sewers, you know, where you have a lot of waste material going, you get a lot of methane in the sewers. So you got to be very careful when you light them, when you light a, an, whatever you call it, and, you know, a match or something like that. Okay. Now, the thing is this, is having all these climate idiots flying to all over the world and then like going back to Dubai or Abu Dhabi, wherever they are, and they tell you to eat, like I said, or, eating birds. For us, you and I, to eat birds. But in the meantime, they were eating barbecue sandwiches and barbecue ribs and everything else. They are a bunch of hypocrites.
Yes.
I don't care who it is.
I agree with you.
So now, okay, this climate can have some impact on roads. Okay, in a certain way, yes. You have snow. You cut on the road. What you do, you cut to clean the roads. What do you use for that? You use salt. You know, icing or de-icer, you know. So
yes,
that can affect it, that can affect the road and something else. Hey, listen, I'm a safety engineer, so I know all about that stuff. So to speak.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, so now it is not going to affect the roads and whatever the. So anyway, next question.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. All right. I can see it's a very interesting survey for you, which is good. Okay. The next question is, a recent analysis found the equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. The question is, would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
It is good to propose something like that. However, looking at it this way, and you know, is this is what does he have as an alternate?
Mm-hmm.
I can say, hey, don't drive anymore, okay? But how do you want me to visit, let's say, my family or the doctor or a hospital?
Yeah,
you know, you see what I'm saying? You know, you see that the government, they can come up all these wonderful things. And you got to bear in mind that who are the biggest climate, offenders in the world? You know, the United States is, in that case, about on the bottom. They, mm-hmm. you know, because they don't build any more coal, coal factories or whatever you call it right now, or, gas plants, you know, fuel plants or whatever you want to call it, right? While they give money, for example, to China, to become to be part of the world economy while they're trying to destroy this economy of the United States. And in the meantime, what do they say? That they build about once on a weekly basis a new coal plant. And while they are the biggest polluters, China and India, and in the meantime we are providing them with money, you know, to be part of this economic world. So
yeah.
Anyway, so this is And nothing is being said about it. You know, they tell everybody else to do something, but they don't tell China or India, hey, you stop building the damn things.
Yeah, that's true. And those two are very big countries, and they're right next to each other, huh?
Uh-huh. That's correct.
Yeah, well,
and they both and they both got more than 1 billion people.
Yes. Wow. Yes. That's true.
Yeah.
So I would say but if a bill like that comes around, you would somewhat support it. You would say, right? Somewhat support.
No, I cannot even say that because I don't even know what does she do in place of it. You know what I'm saying? That is like Biden. He says, "Oh no, don't use any more stoves, gas stoves." You know, for what? I mean, there's everywhere you can go to the most modern kitchen in a restaurant or in a hotel. What do they use to cook on? On gas. Why? Because you don't want to bake, let's say, you fry a good steak on an electric stove, because you cannot regulate the, let's call it the electricity for the purpose, okay? You know,
mm-hmm.
So you need gas stoves, okay? In your house, okay? That's a different. But in those businesses, restaurants, hotels, you need a gas stove there, otherwise you cannot fry a good steak, so to speak. Now, of course, if you're a vegetarian, you're going to say, I don't care.
Yes, of course.
You know, I have a niece, she's a kind of a vegetarian, and actually, of course, as you can hear, I speak with a slight accent, so to speak. So I come from another country originally. Over 60 years ago, I moved to this country. And so this girl, she would not eat this and she would not eat that. So one time, you know, and she had some kind of an article on Facebook a couple of years ago. And so I make a note. I say, well, what about, not killing cows and all? What kind of shoes or sandals do you wear? They are made from paper?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, well then of course. Oh shit! Now it's of paper, then you just chop down a tree.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, and you know, I can come up with all kinds of reasons not to do something. Anyway, next one.
Okay, let's go for the next one. Okay, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals.
Oh God.
being considered by the state of for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose the proposal. Okay, so I'm gonna go through the list. We have let's see, 2, 4, 6 proposals. Okay, and so you tell me if you strongly support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it. Okay, the first one is. Okay, the first one is expanding quality health care. Would you support it or oppose this?
I would support it. Healthcare is pretty, the provision of healthcare is pretty, you got to remember one thing. Maryland is a democratic state, so to speak. And they are very well, it is a welfare state, so to speak. You know, I make it, I'm getting up in age, so to speak, not to say my age, but I get up in age. And the thing is this, is that I may get certain health benefits which I may not get in another state.
Okay. Yeah.
So I would support it for the people, not for the illegals. That's another problem we have here.
Oh, really? In Maryland?
No, I'm not saying Maryland in that case, but don't you see all the people coming in from about 150 different countries on a daily basis?
Yeah, huh? It's a lot of people.
It's going to ruin this country.
Yes.
You know,
right,
I mean, I can solve that problem in one day.
Yeah.
Have a couple of those gunboats. Of course, they're not gunboats going up and down the river, but in the Rio Grande. And as soon as you see some people coming across the river, hey, send them back. Or even if they hit the United States, grab them, put them in a bus, put them in a boat, and drop them back off in Mexico. And if you can, shoot the cartel people and the smugglers. Just shoot them, and then you solve the problem.
Yeah. Sorry. That's one solution. Yes.
Hey, but listen, I used to live in Saudi Arabia, and the thing was this: is if they catch you of course it depends what country you're from, you know, as an employee or something like that. But they catch you with drugs. Hey, I tell you one thing: today they catch me, Friday they come to chop. You'll lose your head.
Oh, really?
Oh shit! Yes, you rape or you murder a person. You know, it takes only on Friday in front of the big mosque. You're going to be chopped. Your hand is going to be for stealing. You're going to lose your hand, or you do rape or murder. You're going to lose your head.
Oh wow!
You think a lot of people are going to steal and kill somebody?
No, not under those circumstances.
Yeah, that's right. But look what's happening in this country.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next question.
Okay.
My wife might call me pretty soon for dinner.
Okay. Let's hurry up. Okay. So the next proposal would be increasing access to public transportation. Would you support or oppose this?
Oh, well, I think that would be fine.
You would support it?
Yeah. I don't use it here anyway, but probably maybe extend it a little bit. Like, the thing is, this is that to make it probably a little bit more applicable for transportation, that just popped in my mind. For example, where I live, I have to go to John Hopkins Hospital. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay. I have to go there. And if I would take an Uber, or I just came across one internet thing that is called Coco Grandpa or Coco Daddy or something like that, and it would cost me, where I live, probably close to $300 to go to John Hopkins.
Oh wow, that's just a lot of money.
Yeah, and it is only about an hour's drive, barring traffic. You know, so about an hour drive, about 61 miles, it's about $150 plus, and then $150 back.
Yeah, that's a lot of
money. And then in my case, they probably have to wait 3 to 4 hours wait, and then cost 29 cents per minute. And then, oh, by the way, we cannot do it for you because you are not a member. You have to be a member of our organization, which is about $20 or $29 a month. So, okay, thanks, but no thanks. Goodbye.
Yes.
Shit, and it bought my English, you know. I cannot afford it. I'm a Social Security.
Yeah. Okay, and next proposal would be providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would you support or oppose this?
What kind of a relief are you talking about?
It just says providing immediate relief after a natural disaster.
Yeah, I would say yes. I mean, you need some help, you know.
Yes. All right. Next one: installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Would you support or oppose this?
This is doom. Sorry, you know, you probably think I'm crazy, But this is a kind of dubious question. If you need it, but, so, you know, that is like I say, you have to take your wife to the hospital. Do you propose it or do you oppose it? You know, what you're going to do? I have no choice, but you have to take her, right? You know? So I think, I don't know. If a building needs it, you know, then you need it. And if you don't need it, you don't need it.
Okay.
You know, I think it is a kind of question, you know, that you say, well, you got to go a little bit more deeper into detail. You know what I'm saying?
Huh? Yes. Yes, yes.
If you would say, would you propose air conditioning in an apartment building where you have people living, or would you oppose it, or would you